I guess the Obamas must be a big draw. You know, I wonder what Donald Trump will do when he leaves the presidency. Seriously, the Obamas have just inked a deal with Spotify to produce and host podcasts. I'm going to guess that's big money for the Obamas. You know, clearly, I didn't pursue my right path of career choices. I should go back and talk to my counselors from middle school, because if I had been a politician, man, I'd be worth tens of millions of dollars now. Why didn't I think of that? You can come in, you can be destitute, broke, and leave and be worth millions. What was I thinking? At any rate, the Democrats also fuming over the president, who is still president. He can figure out what he's going to do later, because he plans to go to the Lincoln Memorial on the 4th of July, does President Trump, and hold this big national celebration. Of course, he'll speak there. It'll look great on TV. It'll be like wall-to-wall coverage of the president and the 4th of July and feeling great about America, and the Democrats can't stand the idea. The U.S. Park Police confirmed this week that Trump planned to attend this year's celebration, which typically brings hundreds of thousands to the nation's capital, so it'll be a huge rally. And President Trump's efforts to insert politics into a celebration of our nation's history is extremely alarming. Right. That was from Steny Hoyer, right, because we've never had politics injected into, like, a 4th of July celebration. And I've never seen, like, politicians walking in 4th of July parades, shaking hands and handing out flyers, vote for me. I've never seen that. But if it ever happens, I'll be appalled. All right, speaking of politics, nothing more political than what I'm going to tell you next. Joe Biden has been under attack from fellow Democrats for some time now because he supports the Hyde Amendment, or at least he did. The Hyde Amendment prevents public funding of abortion, okay? It prevents tax dollars from you and I to fund abortions, and it's been in place for a very long time. Now, the Democrats in 2016, for the first time in their platform, it decided that they didn't want to support the Hyde Amendment any further and that you and I should be on the hook to pay for abortions, even if we are morally opposed to such a procedure and such a thing. And one of those on the campaign trail, one of the also-rans, Seth Moulton, appearing on CNN, I believe it is, even likened Joe Biden's opposition to the Hyde Amendment as not wanting to fund the U.S. military. You have to hear this, this strange analysis. Bite number one from Seth Moulton. Go.
Joe Biden, the former vice president, who is the front runner right now, has continued to say that he supports the Hyde Amendment, which has been in place since the late 70s, which bans federal funding for abortions, except in the case of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. Joe Biden has been clear on his support of the Hyde Amendment throughout his career. The Democratic Party platform has gone against that starting in 2016, but Joe Biden hasn't changed his position. What's your opinion of that?
I think he should change his position. I think it's wrong. It disproportionately attacks women who don't have the private means to afford an abortion. And it's sort of like saying, you know, I support the troops, but I don't want to pay them.
So forcing taxpayers to pay for abortion is sort of like telling people they need to pay for the United States Army. I don't know how you get across that. Socrates just flipped. The Socratic logic there, there's a pretty big disconnect right there that I don't quite get across that divide, that's for sure. But anyhow, Joe Biden apparently listening. He capitulates completely yesterday after years of support for the Hyde Amendment, years of saying, I don't support third trimester abortions. Joe Biden collapsing under the political pressure because it's more important to be president than to stand for anything, apparently. Here's Joe Biden just last night. It's bite number six as he collapses and caves in to the pressure from the far left Democrats. Listen to this.
It is that when, in fact, there is this enormous pressure and even threat to close down clinics that are available in the past for women who do not have the funds but are able to have them paid for privately, as we've been able to do. That was one thing. But we now see so many Republican governors denying health care to millions of the most poorest and most vulnerable Americans by refusing even Medicaid expansion. I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need and the ability to exercise their constitutionally protected right. If I believe health care is a right, as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone else.
And they go wild in the crowd. Darn it, I support public tax dollars to pay for abortion. That'll go over big in the Midwest. Yeah, that'll go over big in the heart of the nation. That'll go over big in Missouri. That'll be popular in Arkansas. Please. Fact of the matter is, Joe Biden just capitulated after years of being unambiguous about this at all. He has capitulated to the far left because without the far left, without the fringe, without this extreme element of the party, he has no chance of being nominated to take on Donald Trump in 2020. And right now, Biden is the front runner, although that support is squishy, I think is the technical term, squishy. And so now he has capitulated. And by the way, that was off prompter. That was not part of his prepared remarks, according to those watching. He read that off prompter. It was a late ad. They finally decided, okay, we're going to do this, make this announcement, make big news, and away they go. It is a surprise because it's one of those things that you can go back and show time and again how he supported the Hyde Amendment, why he backed it, where he stood, and now he's trying to find some thin reason about governors. He said Republican governors. But don't forget governor in Louisiana also, a Democrat, also just signed a bill restricting abortions in his state. John Bel Edwards, I believe, is his name, the governor of Louisiana. So it's not just Republican governors. It's Democrat governors. It's people with a conscience who say a third trimester late-term abortion is not acceptable in America any further. You don't even want to discuss it. And so this is the pushback, and this will be the argument going forward. I'm going to tell you again, late-term third trimester abortions is a dark horse issue that's going to push a lot of people away from the Democrats, because if your presidential candidate supports a third trimester abortion, a lot of people cannot pull the lever for that. A lot of pro-choice people cannot pull the lever for that. Trust me on this. Friday, you're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.